The Morning Playhouse.
Woo-hoo! Nothing here but entertain and making people laugh.
Y94.
House in the morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. So the Katy Perry show on Saturday, something kind of cool happened for a guy named Brock. Brock Guion actually got called on stage, got a little right on the cheek from Katy Perry, and we wanted to make sure we got to talk to him for a couple of minutes. Do you have just a handful of minutes for us, Brock?
Yeah, sure.
Listen, we appreciate you connecting and touching base over email. I just kind of wanted to talk to you for a second because I was actually just two rows in front of you, and I was also wearing a baseball cap. So when she was screaming for the guy in the baseball cap to come on stage and get his kiss, kind of hard for me not to get up and push you out of the way, just so you know.
Well, I don't know. Did your hat have Green Bay Packers on it?
No, it did not have Green Bay Packers on it, no. Well, I wanted to talk to you.
That's the reason.
What made you, because you had a sign. What did your sign say that got you on stage in the first place?
Our sign said, "Kiss me, Katy Perry."
What made you make that sign?
I was with my good buddy, Blaze Kaltzman, and I was actually waiting for my girlfriend and her other friend to get ready. And we're just sitting there, and we're like, hey, we should just make a sign for the concert. And then we, like, grabbed this, like, it wasn't even, like, a poster board. It was, like, a rollout, like, something that you'd put over a window, like a shade.
Sure.
And he's like, what should we put on it? He's like, just put Kiss Me, Katy Perry. It might work. And so that's what we did.
So what did you think when she was actually calling you up on stage?
Well, before it happened, we were actually kind of sitting there because it was weird. They kept telling us to put the sign down. Like they said something the event staff did.
Okay.
And then we were kind of like, okay, like maybe we're blocking somebody's way, but we really weren't. Like the people behind us didn't mind it. And then they took our sign away.
No.
Yeah, we were all just sitting there, like, kind of in shock, like, what? Why are they taking our sign away? And then, like, right after that, it seemed like she's like, oh, where's that sign at? And then we just started waving our arms. Like, Blaze was, like, right beside me. Then there's Emily and Sarah. And then, like, when she looked, and then she's like, yeah, come on down here, like, you in the white hat. And I was like, sure, you know.
Yeah, all right. So you're on stage next to Katy Perry. She handed you a spicy pie pizza, which is probably pretty cool. I'm sure it tasted good. But what are you thinking when you're standing there?
The first thing that I thought, my brother had told me that she's pretty short, and I didn't believe it. So when I stood on stage, I was like, oh, she's pretty normal. Like, she's not that short. And then I, like, kind of looked, and I was like, holy cow, like, it is bright on this stage. And then, like, I kind of snapped back to it, and I looked, and I don't know, like, I was kind of nervous, but I was more, like, trying to, like, look around. The security at the bottom of the stage, like, they were like, saying, hands off, don't touch. Like, that kind of freaked me out, because I was like, holy cow, how many guys are, like, below me?
Now, were you expecting her to kiss you while you're on stage, or not at all?
Not really. I mean, I told the people that I was with, Blaze, Emily, and Sarah, I kind of anticipated, but my girlfriend was up there, and the only thing that I was thinking is, I was like,
oh no,
I don't want her to, like, kiss me on the lips or do something weird. So I was happy, like, that she just, like, turned, gave me a hug, and, like, pecked me on the cheek. Like, that was fine.
Well, and she has been known, she's actually given other fans lap dances up on stage.
Yep. I'm pretty content with a pizza and a kiss on the cheek.
What did your girlfriend think about you getting a kiss on the cheek from Katy Perry at her concert?
My girlfriend was cool with it. She's like, well, I wouldn't have even cared if it would have been on the list. And I was like, what?
Darn.
Like, yeah, I know, right? And after that, I was like, really, Emily? And she's like, well, when it's in front of 22,000 people. And I was like, what?
Well, I was actually thinking, Brock, we could help you out with something because you don't have but much for, like, pictures and video, and maybe some people got some up-close pictures and video. So I was hoping we could kind of put the plea out for people to send those to us so we could send those to you.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. If anyone has pictures or photos or a video, I'd appreciate it. I know my friends would, too.
Have you washed your face since Saturday?
You know, probably the best part about all of it was when I ran back, I had so much glitter on me, you know, because she just dumped that bowl of glitter. But the girl sitting behind us, it was a mom and two girls. We gave them Katy Perry glitter. And they just loved it. It was fun.
Well, man, we appreciate you calling in. And you got more up close and personal with Katy Perry than anybody else on Saturday. So kudos to you, sir. Let me ask you this, Sean Olson. Let's say your man gets a little smooch in front of 22,000 people from Katy Perry. Are you going to be as cool about it as she was?
Oh, that doesn't bother me at all.
Really?
No.
Is it just because you're like, oh, he couldn't get Katy Perry? There's just no way.
No, like, what an opportunity. Wow. You just got kissed by Katy Perry? That's amazing.
Well, and probably, it's not like he's going to leave you for Katy Perry.
No.
Katy'd have to be on board with that, too.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
Looks like you got your action for the night right there. Yeah.
Are you trying to say your guy couldn't score Katy Perry?
Exactly.
He's having a great morning this morning. I felt like I had a shot.
Good morning, world. It's brand new.
The Morning Playhouse. Why? 94.